That's a little bit better. All right. Welcome to the pre-show here. Let me turn this fan back on because I'm killing myself with this goddamned heat. It has been hot at the El Pacifico. Why do we have a black background? Because I'm wearing a black, a green t-shirt. Fuck. Irvine. March 12th is just 2 days away, so if you haven't gotten your tickets to see us at the Irvine Improv, be a nice way to, you know, start the weekend early. There. Ah, I'll tweet that. You know, we're really smoking hot here tonight on this pre-show, huh? All right, so Thursday night. Well, what is this? Thursday night, Hollywood Improv. Thank you. You know, the Hollywood Improv follows me on Twitter. Thank you, Hollywood Improv, for following me on Twitter. All right. Hot motherfucker. Let's see what we got here. So, OU, what else? We had Bob Green last night talking about his fucking hair system. I think OU's done. I think that's, and I don't give a shit about OU anyway. I mean, I do, but I'm not going to. It's like I said, you know, I said on Twitter, what's new about that? That ain't fucking news. Give me some fucking news. So there's a bunch of racist motherfuckers on a bus down. What's new about that? That's, you know, tell me something fucking different, you know. Like, there's a whole fucking day that we were able to make it in this country without some motherfucker finding something wrong with Washington. How about that? How about there's one fucking day we made it in this country where people actually went, wow, we live in America. This isn't bad. I think I'm all right with that. You know, I think I'll just be happy with that for like 24/7. I watched Citizen 4 last night, and I was watching the movie, and I saw things that I knew about already, which was that the U.S. government engages in the wiretapping / internet surveillance, whatever you want to call that, you know, Wi-Fi surveillance of conversations and communications in foreign countries having to do with American citizens, and maybe even involving American citizens. I knew that. That's called espionage. We've been doing that shit for fucking ever. Now, it's not happening in this country. Not happening in this country to the degree that it was. The law has been narrowed. And, you see, I understand what's going on here. I get it, you know. This bullshit that suddenly this is a brand spanking new feature of American life. What are you fucking talking about, man? The Patriot Act, with or without the fucking Patriot Act, we've been wiretapping private American citizens with court orders domestically without any kind of a court order internationally, because we ain't got no, you know, the CIA and the NSA and the Defense Department or whoever, they don't have to fucking do shit when it comes to foreign intelligence gathering other than observe the laws of this country. But there ain't a country around, whether it's America or Russia or fucking Sri Lanka, that observes any fucking law when it comes to another country and the gathering of intelligence. That's what fucking intelligence gathering and espionage is. It's going around the fucking, going around the authority, man, to get what you need. No matter where you are. We did it in the Cold War. We keep on doing it today. What the fuck is, what is it with people, man? Why do people just automatically wake up one morning and they say, I think I'm going to turn my fucking brain off today and just be dumb as fuck? You mean that we're gathering intelligence? Yes. We've been doing that since the OSS. We've been doing it since prior to the OSS. Countries have been gathering intelligence on their own people. Well, forget about their own people. Countries have been gathering intelligence in foreign countries, in other people's territory, for as long as there have been countries. And they've been doing it outside of the laws of those countries. Now, if you want, we can do that dance we did in the 70s, which was the following thing. We're going to pass laws to make it illegal for us to A, kill foreign heads of state, B, meaning assassinations, B, we'll make it illegal to torture. We have to define what torture is. I mean, after all, you know, We know what torture is. And by the definition that we have of torture, asking somebody a question that makes them feel sad is torture. Asking it more than once, excuse me. Asking a question of someone that makes them feel bad more than once is torture. Under the definition of it given internationally, under the Geneva conventions, under the various conventions. So, I don't know if there's anything there or not. I don't know. That's what I've surmised. So now I'm watching this shit. This Edward Snowden has thrown his life in the United States away. I mean, it's fine. You know, if he wants to go to Russia, I don't know. His girlfriend has moved there with him. Now that cat is living elsewhere, and he did that why? Because he decided that he would, let loose all of this information that is essentially saying things that are not all that surprising. Anybody that is surprised by the shit that Snowden dumped out there, that Americans have been that spied upon, and that other nationals of other countries have been spied upon in other countries, then I don't know what to say. Wake the fuck up. As far as what's been going on here in the United States, what's been going on here in the United States is an extremely broad, per the Patriot Act, subpoena power that the U.S. government has had that has now been narrowed. All of these steps have been taken not only by a conservative administration, but by a liberal administration. All of them have been endorsed by not only conservative U.S. administration, but by a liberal U.S. administration. And that brings us to Obama. Anybody that, sort of voted for Obama and thought that he was not going to be affected by the office of the presidency, he wasn't going to be affected by what was in the inbox when he walked into the fucking Oval Office, I got no fucking sympathy for those people either. You gotta be fucking kidding me, man. Go back to fucking school. A guy gets out on the campaign trail and he does what he does. And then there's a thing called being president. It's two different things, being a candidate and being a president. For every motherfucker that you care to talk about, I don't give a fuck if it's Rand Paul, if it's Barack Obama, if it's fucking Rahm Emanuel, if it's fucking Scott Walker, every last one of those guys becomes a president at some point and stops being a fucking candidate. And being a president is not being a candidate. Being a president, if you're a good president, is being a pragmatic guy. It's taking a look at what the fuck is going on around here and how do we put this fire out. Because the guy took an oath not to be loyal to the Republican Party. The guy took an oath not to be loyal to the Democratic Party. The guy took an oath to be loyal to the Constitution of the United States. And, of course, everybody's a constitutional scholar, as the man said. Everyone's a constitutional scholar on Facebook and on Twitter and, Everybody thinks they understand. Most of the hot air that's expended on Twitter and on Facebook is expended in defense of indefensible positions. It's a lot of people backfilling, They're bullshit. It's a lot of just wasted energy. And then finally, I think I'll get up, man, and get my plastic leg on and get my fucking colostomy bag back on. And I think I'll sit down in my wheelchair with the bedpan under it. And I'll roll myself into the kitchen and get myself another fucking helping of frozen lasagna or whatever the fuck it was I was able to throw into my canvas bag when I rolled on down to the grocery store here at the corner in my electric cart the other day. Bug it. All right. Bob Bacon, show open, Irvine, March 12th. Let me see what's going on here, man. Well, I'm just going to go for it, man. I'm going to go for it, man. I'm going to go for it, man. I'm going to go for it. Well, I think...
Phil. Well, hello, Phil. Good morning, Phil. Well, it's Tom Catton here. Well, I think I've done a lot of promoting. I've not only have the juice wagon, I not only have my health wagon, but I've done an awful lot of promoting. I think you need to get into movie theaters. I think you need. I think you've got a very good product, but I'd like to see you move out of the improvs and move into more theatrical areas. Well, I think. I think it's very interesting. You watch Citizen Four, and you see the young man there. What the fuck? Look at this, man. We got some crazy shit happening here. Hold on for a minute, man. I gotta do. Oh, okay. Yeah, see that works right there. That works. See, I just dabbed a little. Oh well, now we got some green shirt here, man. All right, since you're seeing my green shirt, is this? Well, Phil, I think. Well, see this. Man, look at this. Watch this. This is gonna freak you out.
There's the ocean. Ooh. Why am I wearing a green shirt?
Hold on for a minute. I think Phil is gonna have to change his shirt here. I'll be right back. Excuse me. This is Don Mixa. Don Mixa.
You might be with someone else, but I still see that you're finna be with a G like me. You'll never need no one else, and I know you know I'ma be like I told you so. You will be mine, be my girl, even if it's somebody else. Even if it's somebody else.
Works a little bit better here. All right, thank you. The review of Citizen 4, which I know has been out for a long time, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's been out for a long time or not, Phil. That's a very good question. I think what you want to do here more than anything is you want to make sure. Well, I don't know if it's been out for a long time or not, Phil. I think, I don't know. I don't know, Phil, if it's been out for a long time or not. I don't know if it's been out for a long time or not, Phil. I think it's important for people to understand that this is I don't know if it's I don't know if it's been out for a long time, Phil. God, that's really... I don't know if it's been out for a long time, Phil, but I can tell you that I don't know if it's been out for a long time or not, Phil, but it's very interesting to... okay, let me see this. I don't know if it's been out for a long...
Test. Don Mixa joining us. Donnie. Donald boy. Dono. I think Citizen 4 is, look, Edward Norton, Edward Snowden, is a guy that I think I'd have the guts, but, I'm glad Edward Snowden did it. I have tried to.
We had done a film called The Snowden Chronicles, which was going to be in... Well, we... that's correct. I had done a film called The Snowden Chronicles, which I had been working on. I'm a gay man and a gay... I'm a gay man, gay journalist, but also am moving to the area of filmmaking, and I wanted to do a film that was about Edward Snowden and about all of the stuff that he'd been doing, right? So I decided that... thank you very much, Phil. I think one of the things I want to tell everybody is that I wanted to, as a gay man, gay journalist, that I'm trying to do the shorthand. What I'm doing here is I've got an awful lot going on, and so I do use a certain level of shorthand. I want to tell T-Bomb do that, that I'm going to be doing Edward Snowden.
Look, I understand.
I think, General, we had told you I don't do this, and I told you about that.
No, I understand. I think what... Are you saying to me you told me about it?
I'll do that.
All right, I know you... That's pretty funny. I'm going to do that, man. So Doug Danger's going to be here, and he's going to talk with us about
movie. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Hi, Phil. Look, I've got some ideas.
Well, Phil, I think the ideas that I have are very... These are very standard ideas. What I want to do is I want to say that... Well, I've been looking at what you've been doing, and we're looking forward to that. I think you could use... I know you don't want an opening act. I'm not going to tell you you've got to have Emeralda. But I'm hoping that you do less of the nightclub thing. I think you I think you need to do the theater thing, and we're looking forward to it. I would hope, Phil, at some point that you'll be up for a go with it. Yeah, don't let the fool you know.
Oh, you want to do that song, huh?
Yeah, I think doing that song would be great. You know, Phil.
Well, we're looking at the we're looking at ticket sales right now, and ticket sales right now are healthy. We'd like, hello, Phil. Yeah, we're looking at ticket sales now for your performance. They're very healthy, but I think the health wagon is what you need. We'd like to park the health wagon out front.
No, there's not going to be a health wagon.
Well, there should be a health wagon. I think it's a great idea. What would you think about having Tom Catton's health wagon? You know, if you had that.
Dude, what are you going to have the health wagon?
Well, General, I'm talking to Phil right now. What do you think of that, Phil?
What am I going to do? I'm going to...
You're not doing anything. It's going to be...
Tom is going to be out there selling his juices.
Tom's going to be out... No, he doesn't sell juices. It's a secret what he sells.
Dean Wheeler.
Bum bum. In it, in it, all right, man. I'm ready to do this. Okay, here we go.